fire, but we have a question from Diane in Florida who wants to know about hurricanes specifically. What's the best location for your horse that's sheltering in place for a hurricane?
Anywhere the hurricane isn't. Okay.
To evacuate.
Evacuate really. It's sort of hard though. I've got a friend of mine, and over the last two storms that came to the Georgia area and South Carolina area, she had called me and she was planning to bring her horses to my farm. And then she called back and she said, "No, I'm going to stay in this place in North Carolina because the storm has changed tracks." And then at the very last minute, she called me and she said, "Don't worry about it. I'm just going to keep them at home because apparently the storm is not going to hit here." So she was really panicky for about a week, and that can happen. It's scary. You watch those things and the storm tracks change a little bit, and all of a sudden you're realizing, hey, the place that I was planning to take my horse is right in the focus of the storm. So it's pretty amazing how good Florida in particular has gotten at hurricane evacuation. From Irma, they had over 70,000 horses that evacuated, and of course,
Wow.
millions of people left Florida. That's a lot of horses. That's one of the reasons that they do those things with relaxing some of their restrictions. We know that evacuation is the best practice well ahead of the storm. You don't want to get caught in traffic for hours. You don't want to be running out of fuel. That's an awful thing to have happen with horses on the trailer. Sheltering in place, sadly, for some people, you're gonna have to do it because of traffic congestion. Many of the folks that I work with in South Florida, they don't really have a choice unless they leave 2 weeks ahead of time because of all of the evacuation traffic. Really, without a well-built barn or a shelter, if you're in a Category 3 or a higher storm, you're going to end up having horrific injuries to animals that are left outside, or if the buildings get destroyed. If you look at the pictures of the Caribbean storm that hit Dorian, it's pretty awful. Very few animals can survive those kinds of injuries, even in our very excellent society as far as providing veterinary care. But that's a tough choice to make, and it comes down to evacuating early, which is tough to do when you have a job and they don't understand, oh, I need to leave 2 weeks early, or I need to leave a week early because there's a storm coming. It may come down to hiring a professional transporter just to get your horse out of the storm's path. That's a difficult decision. And that's why we also say that part of evacuation planning and disaster planning is having some extra cash, saving up for these kinds of things so that you have better options than just doing it at the last minute.